Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra Friday invoked a 2007 disaster prevention and mitigation law, giving her full authority to prosecute officials for negligence if they failed to follow instructions. The move follows days of criticism over her two-month-old administration's response to the mounting flood disaster, the country's worst in 5 decades. The United Nations said Friday 342 people have been killed and nearly 2.5 million more affected by the floods in Thailand alone. Another 336 have died in Cambodia, Vietnam and Laos, where nearly 2 million people are affected. The Prime Minister said the armed forces were also ordered to increase protection for key state monuments and buildings in Bangkok, including the Royal Palace, utility units and the major airports. Kok Khao Piklotong, a government member of the ruling Pua-Thai party, says Prime Minister Yingluck has found it a challenge to impose her authority, especially as the government has only been in power since August. Kok Khao also said there has been difficulty in some places where people have resisted calls to allow water to flow through community areas.
He doesn't familiar with the official style, and he doesn't know who are capable to work trustable with accountable. He doesn't know those people will when he... He plan or she want to do anything, he cannot do as she want. I observe that she work very hard and she put all the effort she has to solve this problem. Mm. But many function or many tools that she has doesn't work well as she want.
Right. Kok Khao said there were difficulties in allocating funds and criticized sections of the armed forces for failing to provide sufficient personnel when called on for emergency flood relief. Officials are now scrambling to prevent major flooding in the capital city, which sits between billions of cubic meters of water, and the Central Plains and its ultimate destination in the Gulf of Thailand. Opinion polls have shown discontent over the government's public response to the crisis, particularly conflicting official statements on the danger to communities and delays in alerting locals about rising waters. Baranat Sumatharak, a member of the opposition Democrat Party, says inexperience within the government has been a key factor for the problems.
It's certainly not politics, but the inexperience of this current government and its failure in adequately handling the crisis of this flooding. Ever since the initial warning came from the irrigation department, the government's central command continuously failed to assess the relevant data, execute the preventive measures and effectively communicate to the general public.
Titanan Ponsudarak, a political scientist at Chulalongkorn University, also blames structural problems within the government, such as overlapping authority and agencies that are not organized to collaborate.
In a place like Thailand, which lacks policy coordination, which is beset by chronic interagency conflicts, flooding disasters like this are likely to have a severe effect. And Yingluck's leadership has been lacking. She has strengths and weaknesses at the same time. Her strength is that she has good temperament, but at the same time that she lacks decisiveness in a time like this.
The industry ministry says more than 14,000 factories have been hit by floods, including major industrial estates, with a loss of up to 600,000 jobs. Annual economic growth has been slashed, and the World Bank is forecasting negative growth over the last quarter of 2011. Economist Somphop Manorangsang says the government's handling of the post-flood recovery will be a key factor to its long-term popularity.
After the flooding came down, and there will be the reconstruction, the improvement, the new development, I think that's much more important. And then if the government have a clear policy, correct policy, I think it may still maintain some popularity. But in case that they could not handle the post-crisis, the post-flooding crisis well, I think that credibility may be negatively affected.
Scientists warn it may take up to 6 weeks for the floods to fully subside, with economic losses at close to $6 billion. But economists expect additional government spending on recovery to boost economic growth into early 2012. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.